Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are in hour number two. And joining us, and I'm glad, even though football season's over, we're going to get another appearance from Randy Mueller, Rob, former NFL Executive of the Year.
Oh, that's good.
Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Yeah, a lot going on in Green Bay and with Aaron Rodgers. So we can get into some of that with him. And obviously, he has his front office expertise that he can lean on. So stay tuned for that. That's at the bottom of the hour. And then at the end of the hour, Rob Parker's confession. And I got to admit, a brother is intrigued. He said he's going to get on his knees and wash my feet.
Yes.
Because of what he did.
I need some holy water splashed on my face, too.
You know, Rob, that some people do that in church. Foot washing.
Do they really?
Yeah, occasionally. It's not, you know, something people do all the time. But I know of churches that occasionally, because it's in the Bible. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
Wow.
To show that those who are greatest among you will serve you. You know what I mean? Just, servant leadership. So that was showing, you know, and back then, you know, you walk in, your feet are really dusty. So that was common practice. When people were going to somebody's house. See, and so he did it for his disciples. So some people do that in churches to show humility.
I just thought that Jesus didn't want him to track all over his brand new carpet. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Iowa Sam, your threshold's a lot lower than
Iowa.
Alex's.
Thanks,
my
Iowa.
Goodness.
Come on, that was funny. Iowa Sam, my man. That was funny.
It was all right. But anyway.
No, I'm going to confess. I have a confession.
Yeah, okay. So we will have that at the end of the show. But let's go. Look, Rob, I debated all week with my colleague, Nick Wright, on First Things First, about Jordan v. LeBron. Because LeBron obviously brought up that he's the greatest player ever at the All-Star weekend. So we debated it several times. And I taught him. I taught him lessons and I schooled him on how, as great as LeBron is, he's second to Michael Jordan. But Isaiah Thomas, who we love, we both know well, been on the show.
And can I say this? You know this, Chris. I trashed Michael Jordan for what he did to Zeke. Zeke belonged on the Dream Team.
Absolutely.
What he did was totally, totally wrong, and Mike should have never done that. A chance of putting all those great players on one team at that time and to deny Isaiah that was wrong.
Yeah,
I got another issue with Isaiah, but I'm just
Isaiah Thomas, Rob, and I don't think I got to be honest. I don't think a lot of the younger people, and I'm not talking about 13-year-olds.
No,
I'm talking about younger.
They have no idea.
Writers and people that are covering the sport, but who are younger, they don't understand. Like, there is no way Isaiah Thomas should not have been on that team. Like,
no
it wasn't
way,
like,
no
it's
how,
close.
Chris. No
it
way.
It could have been him or Stockton. No.
No.
Isaiah, as good as John Stockton was, and he's great, deserved Hall of Famer, top 75 team, top 50, all that. Isaiah Thomas was better. Way better. I mean, Isaiah Thomas was the building block on a mini dynasty.
No doubt. And
on
Chris,
a team that beat Bird, Jordan, and Magic.
All in their primes, and he
yes.
didn't have a top 50, a second 50
nope.
top player on his team. I mean,
nope.
like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. But I do, I'm going to take Isaiah.
Well, let's
to
hear
task.
What he let's said hear. First. Here he is, Isaiah Thomas on the GOAT debate.
When you talk about he and Kareem in terms of their 20-year dominance over a sport, that is the conversation in terms of, in my opinion, who's the best to ever do it. By the time he's done playing, he may have passed Kareem. When mm-hmm. he passes Kareem in scoring, you have to anoint okay. him as the GOAT.
So he, if they didn't pick it up, Rob, he's that Isaiah's talking about is LeBron James. And he's saying he didn't even have Jordan in the discussion. He said it was Kareem and LeBron. And it's going to be LeBron once he passes Kareem. Your thoughts?
All right. Like I told you, here's where I part with Isaiah and Zeke, because I think it's a disingenuous conversation. And I get it. He has an axe to grind. He can't let that go. And Chris, I get it. But if you're going to have him chime in on anything like that, then you got to give the backstory and let people know. Because if you're just acting like I'm taking everything into consideration and he wronged me, but I'm not counting that. It's just, I'm sorry.
Right. It's not like you're asking Magic, even.
Right.
Right? Or Dr. J, or you're asking somebody that has an issue with Michael Jordan.
Right, who was cut deep, Chris, by Michael Jordan. So he can't give it to you. He can't be honest and straightforward in this. He has to remove himself from that conversation to be honest. And he can sit here all day in my face and say, oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. And, Chris, I won't believe him. I'm sorry. Because what Jordan did to him was the ultimate. And it was bad, and it shouldn't have happened. I get it that Isaiah is mad. He should be mad. Even Michael Jordan should have owned up to it, Chris, in the documentary. He should have. Because he was still like, oh, I don't have anything to do with that. If you want to say right. I did it. Come on, Mike. No. Everybody knows you had a hand in it. And he was mad because they froze him out in that All-Star game. Right, Chris?
Yep. And Isaiah denies that.
Right. But it happened. Right. We know it happened, Chris. Right.
Yeah, nobody's owning up to anything.
This is what I'm saying. So, I, you know, for Isaiah to talk about, and then he even hedges it because he's giving Kareem love because he's the all-time leading scorer now, and as soon as LeBron passes him, really? Is that that's going to make the difference? You know, like, I just can't get with that. I really can't. I hear it and I kind of shut down because I don't think it's a real honest conversation because of the damage that was done in this relationship.
Chris. Look, Isaiah is beyond worthy of having his opinion. Of course, everybody can have an opinion, but
that's
Isaiah
not what I said.
Is, yeah, he is an authoritative
dude. He was
voice.
One of the greatest basketball players who ever played.
Right, and Rob, Isaiah looks at, like, I've heard him before, and I think he can make stronger arguments to where, and I agree with you, I do think his bias against Michael Jordan, that is understandable, is a
but
part,
there,
a big
Chris,
part
right?
of it.
It's
a
there.
Big part of it, yeah. So there's no question about that. But I think the greatest argument for LeBron James is not he's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
right.
as the all-time scoring.
That's the argument, the most
points?
Because
that doesn't, yeah, I mean, if that were the case, then we would all consider, and maybe Isaiah does right now, but we would all consider Kareem as the greatest player of all time. Kareem
Karl Malone
got
would be
more
two,
accolades
then. Call,
than,
call,
than LeBron.
And Karl Malone would be two.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. So you don't just go by scoring. Like, I think, look, one of the arguments, if you want to argue LeBron is the GOAT, one of the arguments will be longevity. And because, like, he's in his 19th year putting up astronomical numbers. And so you'll be able to say he almost did it twice as long as Michael Jordan. And he'll have all these rings. He'll be the only player in the top five in scoring and assists. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. Like, that's going to be the one of the huge arguments. But even in that, Rob, it can work against him because at this point, at least, he's had 18 years and only four championships.
And what if he plays to 22, Chris, the next four, right? He wants to play with Bronny, and he doesn't win again. And then you've played 22 years
right.
with four championships.
In a sport where we really grade championships big. It's not right. baseball. Yeah.
Right.
That's where it can work against you. Because Michael Jordan had 11 healthy seasons with the Bulls, and he won six championships. And even if you want to throw in the 2 years in Washington, which, yeah, technically that's on the record. So he had 13 full seasons in the NBA.
And he won almost six half championships. The time he won.
Right. He was winning. So that's where it could work against LeBron. But just, I value, and I think we all do, Rob, because when you look at these debates, regardless of the sport, most times you value the peak over longevity. Like Hank Aaron, let's not consider right now Barry Bonds.
Okay.
When Hank Aaron was the home run king, was anybody robbed? Yeah, of course he's an all-time great and he's one of the handful of best players ever played.
No, I know
but
what you're going to ask me.
Was anybody saying he was the best player ever or even the best home run hitter necessarily ever?
No, because and it was still Babe Ruth because he had
– right.
The home runs, Chris Purr, like 14.1 at-bats. He had the better ratio. And a lot of people said Willie Mays was the better all-around player like LeBron, Chris, who Willie Mays could steal bases, was a great center fielder, had right. 660 home runs. He didn't have 753, but he had 660. You know, so
yeah,
Willie Mays,
I heard more people, including my father, say Willie Mays was the best ever
yes.
over Hank Aaron,
despite the home run numbers.
Right,
and Hank Aaron,
and Hank Aaron
that's not
never
the diss
hit
Hank Aaron,
right? Not at all. But Hank Aaron never hit 50 homers in a season.
Right, he was really consistent. It was unbelievable,
yes.
to be honest.
And so Babe Ruth, I think, had four or five seasons.
Of 50 or more
homers, and obviously the 61 or 60. Was it 60?
60, because Roger Maris had 61.
Roger Maris had 61. Yep. But, Hank never had over 50. So my point is that's an example of us valuing a peak you know, Babe Ruth hit a higher level, but Hank Aaron did it for a longer time. So we're valuing peak over longevity. Another Rob would be Emmitt Smith.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody as great, and Emmitt Smith, this takes nothing away from him. Does anybody consider him the greatest running back ever?
Because
he's the leading rusher all time.
See, here's the thing. He reminds me more of LeBron from this standpoint. Emmitt Smith was an all-around running back, Chris. He could catch from the backfield. He could block. He could rush, you know, the football. He could do all of those things. But if you were to start a team, 99% of the people would pick Barry Sanders first. Is that fair?
And that's just, yeah, and that's just one running back.
Right, I'm just saying.
I mean, I think Walter
Because they
Payton,
were playing at the
Eric
same
Dickerson,
time.
Yeah. A lot of them that people might take over, that I think would take over Emmitt Smith. And again, as great as he was, but he's the all-time leading rusher. But again, nobody says he's the greatest running back we've ever seen. So that's the thing. And yeah, I've talked to Isaiah about this. Isaiah Thomas is Rob the he says and he may we know he's got the beef with Jordan, but he may really believe I don't know it's hard to judge
can't get in the guy's mind
because
but
of
Chris.
What, but he can say this he told me he beat Michael Jordan consistently.
That doesn't mean that you still can't look at what he was able to accomplish and
but I'm just
10
saying
times scoring leader.
He may think that LeBron is better. There are those that do think that. And I just think
but
though,
he's
that
not even
it has
in the conversation with Isaiah, Chris. That's the problem I have.
Yeah,
he's
that's
not even,
that's the
he's
part
not even
where
willing
you
to
know
entertain
taking digs. That's
right.
Where he's,
he's not
digs.
Even willing to entertain Jordan, who was 6-0, like not even entertain him. Come on.
That's where you know it's taking digs. But I'm just saying, Isaiah, and that's my point, is that should be his argument. Like, if he goes on there and says, look, Stephen A., Jordan was phenomenal. Obviously, I know that. We played him so many years. But I used to beat him, man. Like, I can't say, like, if Isaiah said that, I can't say he's the GOAT, Stephen A., because he was on First Take when he was talking about it. Because I used to beat up on Michael Jordan as a team. Obviously, Isaiah didn't do it by himself. I mean, Jordan was putting like 40 on him, but losing. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have the horses that Detroit had. But I'm just saying that's a better argument. And then you can go into other arguments for LeBron. It's just not based on if he's the all-time scoring leader. That just can't be the basis.
All right.
You're right. Like, it's got to be addressed. Well, Isaiah, how much of this is your personal animus with Michael?
It's got to be there. I didn't see the. I don't know if Stephen A. asked him. I don't know how. You know, was that thrown out there? And that because I would, if we were doing the interview and we were really having that, we'd have to throw that on the table first.
Absolutely.
How much does this hurt you? How much does this play into the way you see him or whatever? And then go from there. And if he can make a compelling argument, I'm not saying he can't make an argument, but for him to say that when Kareem gets passed in the all-time leading scorer, that's it. And LeBron, really? That's it?
Right. Because like you said, you could say Karl Malone was
the number two all-time.
Third greatest player ever, yeah. All right, question for you, 877-99 on Fox. Is Isaiah Thomas correct when he says, once LeBron breaks the all-time scoring record, that he will be considered, he has to be considered the GOAT? And look, call in. Like, we want some LeBron.
Yeah.
Some of you that think LeBron's the GOAT, and we're not saying the others can't call in,
but
think LeBron is the GOAT, call in and make your case. 877-99 on Fox, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to get yourself back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Isaiah Thomas's thoughts on the GOAT debate.
All right, let's kick it off with McKinley in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, McKinley?
So, love your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I can't wait every day to get off work to listen to your show.
Man.
Thank you, my man.
That says a lot. Thank you.
I got two quick points. If LeBron James ends up the all-time leading scorer, top five in assists, I think he's projected to maybe be a top 25 rebounder. I got to check that again. And he has the rings. How could he not be the greatest of all time?
Because he – well, okay, go ahead.
Second point, Jordan's 6-for-6 was great. But until Phil Jackson and Scottie Pippen got there, Dude didn't win one playoff series.
That doesn't even make any sense because until LeBron went to Miami.
He won series without Phil Jackson.
Until LeBron went to Miami to team up, he hadn't won a championship. So what does that mean?
Not championships. Series. Just one playoff series.
You need help. All right, to win.
Yes.
LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first 2 years in the league.
Exactly.
Okay, so you
need
help.
In a league where more than half the teams make the playoffs. Come on,
right,
stop.
And Jordan stayed with what had been a moribund franchise and built them into one of the greatest franchises in the sport.
No doubt.
LeBron was trying to do that and then went ahead and joined a super team instead of trying to do it.
All right.
And so, look, LeBron's numbers are great, but a lot of that's longevity. Yep. And a lot of it's also ball dominance, which in terms of assists and things like that.
All right, Brian in Virginia Beach, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show, man. Echo the last caller. Love to get off work in the evening and listen to y'all, brother.
Thank
man.
You.
You're doing it.
Thank you, brother.
I'm personally in the camp. I've always, attested that LeBron, to me, is the greatest of all time. And the reason being, I got a few factors. One, Jordan never took a rookie coach to a championship, let alone one with one. And LeBron did it twice, if I'm not mistaken, Spoelstra and Ty Lue. And he did it in two different places.
Spoelstra was now, not a rookie coach.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, as far as when he went to Miami, yeah, he might have gone to a super team and put it together like that. But he elevated Wade and he elevated Bosh.
How did he elevate
and
Wade?
Yeah, Wade already won a championship without LeBron. Right,
but when he got there, Wade even said, hey, this is your team. So I'm not saying that he, made Wade better, but Wade even said, look, this is your team.
No, but we got that. But Wade had already won without
right.
LeBron.
But my second point is this, though.
Became a lesser player with LeBron.
Yes,
he stepped back. So
my second point on this is this, though. Jordan never played all five positions and dominated all five positions.
When did LeBron dominate all five?
Yeah, please tell me. When did he play center? When did he play center and dominate?
Now, y'all know LeBron has played point to center and has dominated in all five positions whenever he needed.
When did he dominate center?
Whenever they play small ball and he had to play center, he dominated at center.
Here's the truth.
Thanks, Brian.
LeBron plays center a little bit now.
He didn't dominate at center, Chris.
In a league that has very few centers. Draymond Green plays center.
Yes.
And I heard LeBron at All-Star Weekend say, I could guard all five positions. When did LeBron guard centers? Now he's guarding centers because a lot of people could guard centers in today's NBA.
Right.
But when they were facing Dwight, I was covering that series watching LeBron get busy. Average 38, 9, and 8 or something against Orlando in Eastern Conference Finals in 2009, and Dwight Howard was destroying them. Dwight Howard is slightly bigger than LeBron. LeBron didn't take him. LeBron didn't even think about taking him.
Stop. Right.
LeBron didn't used to guard Ben
Wallace. And who won that series?
LeBron didn't, and Orlando won. They could have used LeBron to say, you know what, give me Dwight.
Exactly.
Dwight don't have great post moves. So when centers were big and played like real centers, LeBron did not guard them.
Thank you.
That's just a fact.
Stop
so, it. So, a lot of guys play. It's almost positionless basketball today.
But don't make it like he was some unstoppable center and that's
right.
What makes him
he
different.
Dominated
that is not
center.
True.
I that hardly even true. Remember him playing center besides this year.
Right.
I mean, occasionally they go small or something like that. But come on. Even when he was listed at that, he's bringing the ball up and, stuff
like
that.
It's not a true center spot.
Right. All right. We got Randy Mueller joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. I can picture him now stomping in his Air Force Ones.
Yes, sir.
It's the former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio analyst, our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. You thought you got rid of me, didn't you?
We were glad. I was just saying, I'm glad we can get Randy today because there is so much going on in football.
Hey, Chris, let me ask Randy. Let me just jump in real quick with this. The story is that Sean McVay turned down, what was it, $100 million,
over five years, five-year contract. That's what they were going to offer him.
Yeah, for with Amazon, 5 years, Randy, $100 million to do TV 17 weeks a year, and he turned it down. And he decides he's going to stay. What do you make of that?
Can I say what I really feel?
Yes.
He's a fool. Absolutely.
Thank
fool.
You.
Come on, man.
Come on. That's why I don't believe the money's real, because Randy,
but even
you gotta
if it was
take
close,
that deal, am I right?
Even if it was $15 million a year.
Gotta take it. I mean, that's crazy. It's not like he's not gonna coach again. He
right.
can take that for that amount of years and come back at age 42 and be demanding of whatever he's gonna get in a year or two. So yeah, I hear you. And I know he's driven. I know he wants to do things. Hey, I'll say this. I was 40 years old working for ESPN at one time, and I thought it was the best job I ever had. But I had more to do in the NFL, so I went to the Dolphins as their GM. A lot of people said, you're crazy, just stay at ESPN forever. And I was young, I wanted to do more in the game, and that's probably where Sean McVay is. But I wasn't
being offered that kind of money. Yeah, I think he's saying I'm 36. Like, he obviously loves coaching, and I think he loves the grind. And, you know, he wants to do it. But let me ask you, because I do agree. Like, I just think the grind of an NFL coach, and I know maybe every single coach doesn't have the same schedule, but it just seems like a killer, Randy. Eric Mangini was telling me when he was a head coach, he would go in at 6:30 in the morning and leave at 1:30 or 2 in the morning.
He should have stayed till 6 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you – like, what – your history of in the NFL – tell us about the grind of an NFL head coach.
Yeah, it's a grind. There's no doubt about it. I think, and I can relate it, it's a grind for the GMs too, so don't get me wrong. But coaches during the season live a different life. And I think they just become, you know, creatures of their own habit. And I remember this. Jim Haslett was our coach at the Saints when I was there. I remember going in his office in June one time, about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. We had just finished, you know, our mini camps. We were done with everything, right? Back in those days, you could get done, you know, in a reasonable time in June. And I said, "What are you doing, Coach?" He said, "I'm wired to be here the whole time." He was just afraid he was going to miss on something. It was almost FOMO. They couldn't get out of the office, you know. And there's nothing going on.
Yeah. So. Today is probably even worse because there's so, you know, technology has given you ways to look at so many different things. That a dude can just drive themselves crazy, I would imagine.
Yeah. I spend some time in Idaho, and there's a little bar in a little lake town where I'm at. And Sean Payton. I'm losing it. Yeah. He spends some time out here in the summertime, and we were downtown, having a beer at a bar in July, and he couldn't keep his eyes off the TV because ESPN had a football story on it. You know, and that's just how they're wired. And there's nothing going on. He was on vacation. So you just can't keep, you know, these guys down. I'll say this in all seriousness about Sean McVay. I also think he thinks he's got a special group of guys. He's got a quarterback. He's got some really good players. And he wants to ride that out. I think it's different when you see a guy like Sean Payton walk away. He didn't have the same kind of, you know, hand that he could play that Sean McVay has. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but he sees this window being open, and he knows how hard it is to get a quarterback and get this group. He wants to see it through.
Let me ask you, Randy, we saw Kyler Murray scrub his social media from everything with the Cardinals to delete it, and now Russell Wilson did the same thing with Seattle. What do you make of that? I mean, it seems you might be in a dispute with the team, but it seems awful childish. What do you make of players doing that and, like, you know, running away from the team that they're a part of?
Yeah, I don't like it. I understand it's 2022 and players are different. They're worried about different things than a quarterback for a team was 10 years ago. I get it. I really don't like it. I think in this case, they're a little bit different. I would definitely say Kyler's—he's learning, right? He's learning what comes with this job. Russell's been there, done that, and sometimes I think Russell had some other agendas at work. So I know they both did the same thing, but I'm not sure their motives were the same. I don't know if Russell Wilson is going to end up hanging in Seattle. I know they're saying that they don't want to trade him and this and that, but I think the linchpin for that is going to be when he demands a new contract, because I don't know that the Seahawks would be willing to do that. And that may be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and they say, okay, let's listen to what's out there for him. I don't know that. That's just a hunch on my end.
Randy, Aaron Rodgers, we know that, you know, there was talk that after this season, if he wanted to be traded, the Packers had agreed to do that. Brian Gutekunst, the GM, comes out and says, no, that wasn't the case. Where do you – and then there was a report from, you know, anonymous source, to be fair, but somebody that claimed to be close to Aaron Rodgers that said that's going to bother Aaron Rodgers, the fact that Gutekunst came out and said we never made that promise. Where do you think this – and I know we're all speculating because none of us know – but where do you think this situation with Rodgers is headed?
Well, I don't know, because he is so out there sometimes in what he says. And I think, Chris, what Brian said was, I never told him that. And that leaves open for, you know, Mark, the Murphy, president. Yep, and yep. Yeah, and other
the
people.
The chairman
in
of
their
the board, right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, that's a hard one. I know this. He can't be on their team at $48 million. So something's got to give.
Right.
And it is totally in Rodgers' court. I know the Packers won't say this, but notice they haven't said we won't trade him like they did last year. And no one's saying that he's going to be here for sure, because they know he would have to rework his deal. So
now,
Aaron,
do you feel like – so because – are you saying – because my feeling was that I felt like they had more leverage than people were giving them credit for, because – like, if he goes to him and says, I want to be traded, they don't have to trade him to any one place that he may want to go, right? No, they don't have to trade him to Denver or Pittsburgh or some likes like that.
They don't, but in order for them to get true compensation for him, he has to rework his deal. He's got to sign an extension. No one's going to give you three firsts for a player on a one-year deal. That would be crazy. You know, because who knows? He'd be gone in a year from now. So I think his contract dictates that he does have leverage. And I think, again, I think he has all the leverage. Because if he does nothing, let's just say he does nothing at all, the Packers can't have him at $48 million. That's 25% of the salary cap next year.
Randy, 30 seconds. Jordan Love can't be that good, because if he was – they could have moved Aaron when he was disgruntled. What are you hearing about Jordan Love, his progress, and do they believe in him?
I think they're okay with Jordan Love. I don't think anybody's saying that Jordan Love can't play with regard to the front office. I just think he's a work in progress, and I think it's going to take time. I don't think that would be their first choice, is to go with him, but if they have to, they're going to have to – there'll be some bumps in the road, but they're still going to be a pretty good team. So I think they're okay with it, with Jordan Love, more than the rest of us are, per se, because they do see him every day. They see the wow plays. They know he's inconsistent. And then there's a lot to be said for his comparison with Trey Lance in San Francisco. But Jordan's a year ahead in the learning curve. So I don't think it's their first choice, but I think they would be okay if he ends up being the guy.
All right, Randy Mueller, great to have you. A little off-season treat. So
yes, we
thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, Randy, see you. Rob Parker's confession is next. You do not want to miss this. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, it's time. Rob Parker's got a confession, and I, for one, am waiting to hear it with bated breath.
I come to you, Pastor Chris Broussard. I know you gave a sermon last week.
This is not planned. This is not planned. I know nothing of this.
No, not at all. But I start this. I want you to listen, and I want to get your forgiveness, but I'm going to start this out. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Were you Catholic? You weren't.
No, I wasn't, but I'm stealing it. I know.
I grew up Catholic, yes. I used to do that.
I'm Baptist, but this is a confessional, all right? So I'm
going to be Catholic. Your penance. When okay? I hear what your issue is, I'll give you your penance, like right. A Catholic priest.
Exactly. And, you know, the year started, and I wanted to live a clean and prosperous and life without sin. And for me, the sin that was deep in me is the spending sin. Mm. Things mattered more than friends and life and myself. I just wanted to accumulate stuff. Mm. And I kept going out and accumulating sneakers, shoes, designer jeans, $400 shirts. I said to myself, to the man upstairs, I can't live like this anymore. I need to cleanse myself. I need to get back to basics.
Thank you, Jesus!
So, Chris, you know I vowed to the Odd Couple listening audience, to you, Rob G, everybody, that I was not going to buy anything this year. I said to the man upstairs.
You did, my son. You did.
I don't need anything. I have praise everything God. I want.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything. I'm healthy. I have a great job. Friends. Everything. Great
dear
family.
God, it's good.
I don't need anything. I just wanted to live a clean, healthy, financially, fiscal, smart life. I gave.
What?
I sinned.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get down on my hands and knees and pray for forgiveness. Please, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Today, Pastor Chris Broussard, I went to Hidden Soul.
Oh, my.
And I could not help myself. I was not going to buy any more Jordans. Obi told me, don't do it. He owns the store. He don't do it, Rob. Like a bartender refusing to serve you a drink, Chris. But I said, Obi, I have to have these.
Wow.
Red and white Jordans, the Cardinals that came out. Chris, you know which one I'm talking about?
Are those the ones Eminem wore?
Oh.
At the All-Star?
Yeah, I had to have them.
Dear God. Good.
Have you? Okay. Okay, son. Now, we going to go
praise
along
God.
With this.
Thank
since you,
Jesus.
You want to do it in a Catholic confession.
Yes.
I've been to many of those. And it's a there's a door, like a little window.
Right.
You don't see me. I see you. You don't see me. But I'm the Father. And I need to give you your penance. So your sin, son, is that you went and you bought a pair of Jordans. So I need to give you your penance. Right?
I did today. I did.
Have you worn them yet, son?
No, I have not. I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
Do you still have the box?
Yes, I still have the box.
Let me give you your penance, son.
Oh, no.
Because you have gone astray. All right, first of all, I want you to say 10 Hail Marys.
Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
And five. No.
Hail Mary.
The whole prayer.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
And in fact, since you think it's funny, say the whole rosary. All right?
Man.
Secondly, I have gotten sources that say you do a lot more than buy sneakers. You be going to those houses of ill repute. And that is worse than buying a pair of Michael Jordan sneakers. So stop that too. Be responsible with your money. Be a good steward of your money. And don't throw it up in the air at naked women. And then finally, send your Jordans. Put them in the box and send them to Chris Broussard.
No!
And cleanse your soul.
I got to say thanks to Jesus. You knew I was going to do it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.